Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney. Thank you for downloading this week's podcast. When you buy an item at a store and it says 99 cents, so for instance, $2.99 rather than $3, does that affect your purchasing decision? Well, I know what you said. You said, no, I know there's very little difference between $2.99 and $3. That's what I always think. When I walk through a store and I keep seeing 99 cents, 89 cents, it's like, who do you think you're fooling? Well, as it turns out, they think they're fooling me and they think they're fooling you, and it turns out they're right. A major study has just been completed that shows consumers, by and large, decide on whether or not they're going to buy an item by the numeral in the left side of the number. So, if it says $2.99, we're much more likely to buy it than if it says $3. So it turns out all this time they've known exactly what they were doing. Grocery bags, 25 cents. You go in, you buy a few items, and you need a bag. Plastic bag, potentially. More likely, in the Bay Area, you'll be getting a paper sack. But they're free. There is a proposal working its way through Sacramento that would charge you 25 cents per grocery bag. Now, there is no refund, so I don't like it. To me, charging you a 25-cent deposit the way we used to do on soda pop bottles, that would be good. And then when you returned it, you got your 25 cents back. You didn't want to return it, or you wanted to use it for garbage around your house, there you go. That's not the proposal. The proposal is 25 cents per bag. This thing looks like it has legs. So depending on what happens from here on out, you could actually end up paying 25 cents for every bag you use at the grocery store, i.e. You should be bringing your own canvas bags. Here's another proposal, also out of Sacramento, that scanners used at supermarkets be programmed to have all recalled items already scanned in. Isn't that a great idea? So if they, by accident, don't get something off a shelf, and you try to buy it, they see it's bad and go, no, gee, I'm sorry, you can't have this. Fabulous idea. I hope this goes through. The stimulus plan is stimulating something. Maybe not the economy, or at least not yet, but it is stimulating fraud. No big surprise here. Look, every time there's a disaster, a government program, anything in the news, the bad guys jump all over it because they know it's on your mind. So when you open up the mail and you see something that looks like a government program and they're going to give you some money and you know the government is giving out a lot of money recently, well, it only makes sense. This is from the government. Be very, very careful. Anything that appears like it's from the government these days, you need to read it once, you need to read it twice. And if you're sure it's from the government, show it to a friend and see what they think. Be very, very careful. Cheap converter boxes. This was really interesting to me. I just assumed any DTV converter boxes, those are the converter boxes we're all going to need in about 99 more days, that take the analog television sets we use now and make them usable with the new digital signal all the TV stations are going to be sending out. Well, it turns out the cheap converter boxes, those that cost about $40, don't work as well as the more expensive ones. Well, what does that mean? Well, some of them don't even get as many channels as the more expensive ones. There's problems with picture quality. So something to keep in mind. CNET has been looking at a lot of these products, and they say you spend an extra $10 or $20, and you're going to have a lot better unit. So if you can get a unit for $40 and there's one next to it for $60, you might want to go ahead and pop for that extra $20. Atlantic City comps. I don't have anything out of Las Vegas, but I'm assuming Las Vegas is following this trend, which is comps, that's the free stuff gamblers get for gambling, are decreasing. And who are they decreasing for? Not the whales, not the very big gamblers. They have to get those guys coming in. But the folks that gamble less money, that would be you and me, They're not getting the free drinks, the free meals, the free rooms the way they used to. They are now cutting back like everyone else in society with this bad economy, and they're cutting back on the lower end of the gamblers and taking that money and keeping it there for the higher end. So you think gambling was a bad deal before? Now it's just a little bit worse. The presidential swing set. Did you see where the presidential kids got their own play structure out on the White House lawn? Totally cool. It makes you feel so good about society to see kids in the White House, and it's just fabulous. Well, that swing set was made by Rainbow. Now, because of my job, I know that Rainbow had a recall about 3 years ago. So I was wondering, does the president need to worry about this swing set? I mean, those are the first kids. We don't want them hurt. So we called Rainbow. We talked to the president, actually the owner, I believe, of the company, and the guy was great. He said before the problem was some of the swing seats were breaking, and at least one child got hurt. Those seats were made in China. The seats in the presidential swing set are made here in the United States. And to be especially careful, when the Rainbow Company set up this play structure, they put 200-pound men on those seats to make sure they didn't break. Look, that's service. If you're the president, you get a swing set that doesn't break. Rainbow, by the way, is a great product. Free stuff. Let's finish up with that. We've got appetizers and or desserts at Pasta Pomodoro. And we've got the new mini meals from McDonald's. Have you seen these? Great idea. You get to pick three of several items, or four, five, six, depending on how you want to do it. What we're giving away are three items on the mini meal. It's a fabulous deal already, but you're going to get it for free. So check our website and check out all my reports Monday through Friday on the 5 and 6 o'clock newscast here on Channel 7, our 9 o'clock newscast on Channel 20. You can also check out my reports Monday and Friday on The View from the Bay. I'm on somewhere between 3 and 4 o'clock. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thank you for downloading and have a great week.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.